I know there are people who don't like to see a crucifix. They don't like to see Jesus hanging on a cross because he rose from the dead victorious over death, right? But I don't think it's a bad idea to see him on that cross once in a while, people. An empty cross is victory, I understand. But sometimes seeing him depicted on that cross is a vivid reminder of the great love of God. I know he rose. You know he rose. But never forget Jesus hanging on a cross as a demonstration, a public expression of God's love for us. Therefore, if God is love, and God sent his Son as public proof of love, what is our response? Our fitting response is, verse 11, we ought to love one another. We ought to love. It's our obligation. It's what we are to do. We ought to love. We should respond by loving one another. And not only that, we should respond by loving one another as he loves us. Unconditionally, sacrificially. Hey, I'll love you as long as it's convenient. I love you as long as I don't have to go out of my way. I'll love you as long as it doesn't cost me very much. No, I will love you sacrificially. I will love you unconditionally. Why? Because of the great love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart. Compels me to love you as he loved me. Someone has put these words together and I love it. No one who has ever been to the cross and seen the love of God expressed, immeasurable and unmerited love, can ever go back to a life of selfishness and self-centered living. So when you see someone who's self-centered, you can pretty well quickly ascertain from that situation that the love of God is not being expressed through them. And it could likely be a lost person, right? And if they are, they don't know love because they don't know God. But you and I, if we've trusted in Christ, we know God. Therefore, we know love. And our fitting response to the love of God is to love one another. Back in chapter 3 of 1 John, we looked at it a few weeks ago. Chapter 3, verse 18, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. What is he saying? Love with action. Talk is cheap. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Okay. Talk is cheap, but your wife needs to hear once in a while coming out of your mouth that you love her. But she also needs to see you loving her every day as Christ loved the church. Try that on, man. But many people say, I love, but I'm not going to do anything. I love, but I'm not going to go out of my way. No, in deed and in truth, with action, with sincerity, I'm going to love. Acts of love is what he's talking about. Because love is action. Love is not just some sentimental feeling. Love is action, folks. You can tell your wife all day long you love her, but if you don't demonstrate that love, it's going to be a hollow sound. Not mean a thing. Our fitting response is to demonstrate unconditional, sacrificial love for one another in action, in truth, sincerity. Even when it's undeserved and inconvenient, are there people in your life that are just a tad difficult to love? And a lot of people say, well, the boss is right up there at the top. Unfortunately, some of these situations are in families. It might be that neighbor that is grouchy across the fence at you every time that you walk outside. We have a son and daughter-in-law live in the area, and they have a neighbor that's grouchy. Hope he's not here. No. He needs to be here. And that's a good exercise for them. They need to learn to love that gentleman. I'll reserve any other words that I was thinking. You can't read my mind. Even when it's undeserved. And last time I checked in Scripture, Jesus said that we're even to love our enemies. And we have difficulty loving one another, which is what he's talking about. Love one another. He's talking here mainly about the family of God. And you say, wow, I'm having difficulty in the family of God, much less loving the enemies out there. But the one who's experienced the love of God will love because God is love, and he demonstrated that love by sending Christ to die when we did not deserve him to die for our sins. But also this, folks, our fitting response is to love by forgiving. Forgive one another as Christ has forgiven you. Now that's a tall order. How many of you find it difficult in your heart to forgive as Christ has forgiven? You know what he does? He not only forgives us and cleanses our sin, but he says that he will choose not to hold it against us anymore. Says he will not remember it. Well, does he forget it? Let's don't get in any long discussion. Just accept the fact that he says, I will never hold it against you again. Wow. Did you know that's what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to love that way. We're supposed to forgive that way. When someone does something to us, we're to forgive them as Christ has forgiven us. And that means we don't hold it against them anymore. You know what? That means we don't bring it up 6 weeks later. And I've dealt with people that are bringing stuff up from 10 years before that was supposedly done, forgiven, and over. And I look them in the eye and I think, you have never forgiven. But the love of God enables us to forgive. Love in deed and in truth. Ultimately, this is our fitting response, folks. This sums up our fitting response to the love of God. Isaac Watts put it this way. Love so amazing, so divine, demands, folks, my life, my soul, my all. What a response. And that's it. That is to be our response to the love of God. And my question for you today is, are you responding by giving your all to Him? God is love. And God demonstrated His love for you and me by sending His Son, by giving His Son on our behalf so that we might be forgiven of our sin and have eternal life and experience the love of God that might flow out through us as we love others. Are you responding by giving your all? And this, I ask you, do you love as He loved? Think about your love relationships. Your relationships. Hey, marriage. Let's start there. Within your family. Outside of your family. Within the body of Christ. Are you loving people as Christ loved? You're willing to give up and you're willing to sacrifice. You're willing to love and respond in action, even if it means you give up something that you cherish. And you give up a little bit of your time when you'd rather sit back and relax. This question as well. Have you experienced the love of God? Have you ever come to a point in your life where you know beyond a shadow of any doubt that you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who died for you? God demonstrated His love toward you by sending Jesus to die for you, and you trusted in Christ as the sacrifice on your behalf. As the one who paid the price for your sin, you received Him as your Savior who died in your place. And you were born again by the Spirit of God and became a child of God. Do you know you've experienced that love? If there's any doubt, today is the day you can do so. By opening your heart and just simply opening your heart to God and saying, God, I thank You for loving me, for dying for me. And I trust in You today as my Savior. Thank You for dying on the cross on my behalf. It's that simple. Through trusting in Christ, we experience the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts. And I hope we'll have power the whole time next week, because I'm excited to continue 1 John in chapter 4, because we're going to talk more about the practical how-tos of how this love goes into action. Please be here if you can, because we move into the practical application of how this love flows through us and touches the lives of others around us. Suffice it to say, God is love. And He demonstrated that love toward us. And our response is to give Him our all and to allow His love to flow through us to a world that cares a whole lot about love, but knows very little about it. May we be vessels who demonstrate that love to others.